Hi, I'm looking for an Abigail Morrison.
That would be me.
Oh.
Hi. Welcome back. Can I help you with something? It's been a while, but did you need any more of, like, those city records?
Actually, wait. You remember that? That was months ago.
I'm good with stuff like that. But is that why you're here? Rosie's on a break, but I can try to help with whatever you need, even though I'm not technically supposed to be behind the desk, but, you know.
I think it might be the other way around. Is this yours?
Holy shit, I have been looking everywhere for this. Where was it?
I had a feeling you might have been. NWL licenses can be pretty pricey to replace.
Yeah, I heard.
It fell near one of the booths at the diner. I saw it this morning and figured it was best to find you directly rather than giving it to the staff. You know, just in case.
Oh my god, you are an absolute lifesaver. I really did not want to tell Rose I lost it. I just know I'd get the lecture of a lifetime. If you know what this is, then I'm guessing you're also a...
Shifter.
Oh.
But I know a few liaisons myself.
Shifter? That's so cool. I haven't met a shifter before. My partner's an open wielder and Rosie's a telepath. You know, she introduced me to a couple elementals and stuff like that, but I didn't even know there were shifters in Glenwood. I mean, yeah. I'm guessing you gotta be like a wolf shifter since those are the most common, I mean, especially in this geographical location, although there's an equal chance you could be another mammal since I haven't heard of any avian shifters, and I'm rambling like an idiot. I'm sorry. This is... probably super disrespectful. I didn't even...
Hey, you're fine. Believe it or not, I've heard worse reactions.
Okay. Oh, God. Really?
You'd be surprised at the kind of things people feel at liberty to say.
Right,
but
gotcha.
You're right, Wolf Shifter. My pack and I moved here a few years ago, so there's been a few of us running around.
Oh.
Congratulations, by the way, on your license.
Thanks. I really appreciate it, and, like, double for getting it back to me. You didn't have to come all the way over here just to deliver it, though.
It was important. It wouldn't have felt right to leave it in some lost and found pile.
Oh, I live right above it, actually, so, you know, that makes sense. Rent the place out, so I'm sure Miss Liza would have held on to it for me, but I'm just happy I don't have to be worried about it all day. Hold on. Before I'm stupid and put it on the desk or something, let me just... hang on. Put it back in my wallet. Right. Can I please get you, like, a coffee or something as a thank you? Or I can put in a good word for you at the diner and get you a free dessert for life? Something.
I fully intended on saying no, but the dessert thing is tempting. Oh.
Yeah?
This is going to sound strange, but do you know anything about a podcast called Abby's Cryptid Stories?
I do. Abigail's Cryptid Tales, a little side project of mine or my entire life's work. But if I've ever made any content about werewolves term? I don't know. Anyway, if I have ever got something wrong or started promoting misinformation, I am so, so sorry. That was never my intention, because I didn't even know you guys were real till, like, a little while ago, and even now that I did find out, I haven't been making any kind of content like that.
No, you're fine. I just recognize the logo on your shirt. One of my pack members listens to your stuff. They really enjoy it. I didn't realize it was, yours.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse. But you said they like it?
Mm-hmm. They tune in for every episode.
Oh, okay.
I think I got them one of your sweatshirts for Christmas, but they gave me a 40-item long list, so I can't be entirely sure.
That's awesome. I had an exclusive shirt come out for the 7th anniversary last year, so that was probably it. Sorry, I'm still kind of reeling from the fact that a shifter pack has actually listened to my stuff.
Wait, you've been doing that for 7 years?
Yeah.
Wow, you must be really passionate about this.
It's my life. Not to sound obsessive or anything like that, but I've loved learning about all this stuff ever since I was a kid, and, you know, now that I know it's all, mostly real, I mean, I've never spent so much time researching and trying to compare centuries of myths and legends to real life. Sure, I had to adjust the content on my channel so I wasn't added to any more lists I'm probably already on, but hey, no one's come to arrest me yet. That was a joke that I am immediately realizing is not appropriate for this kind of introduction, but I can't take it back now, can I?
Are you always this excitable?
Yeah, once I get comfortable, it's usually worse.
Duly noted. Well, listen, my pack is working with the local park services, and we're hosting a Yuletide event this weekend.
Well, hang on. The one at the huge country club by the lake? We go to those things all the time. That's you guys?
Mm-hmm. That's us.
Holy... So you all live there together, or is that, like, a neutral zone for you? Do shifter packs usually own land like that, or is the idea of territories another misconception? I mean, obviously not every pack has those kind of resources, but if you guys can host stuff like that multiple times a year, then you must be-
If you're worried about misrepresentation, I think you should come around sometime.
Oh!
I know some of the pack would love to sit down and answer any questions you have. Especially Zariah, but I might need to give her 2 days' notice to calm down.
I don't think you understand the kind of offer you are making. I will show up with 60 pages of color-coded and categorized questions. And I am only exaggerating a little bit.
All right, make it 20 and you've got a deal. Out of curiosity, how far have you dug into the magical world for your research?
Well, far enough that I am on a first-name basis with the local Bureau Archives Director.
Why? Should I not be? No, if you happen to come across any information about the history of blood mages, I'd be really interested in hearing about what you find.
Blood mages? Are those a thing?
They are, and as much as I've tried to find things out on my own,
Oh my god.
I have a feeling you have a lot more experience in digging in places I would never even think of. Plus, I think you'd find them pretty interesting.
Interesting is an understatement. It is physically paining me not to run to the closest shelf and start researching right this minute. Yeah, you've now given me a new hyperfixation for the next 72 hours straight.
Well, you're welcome for the idea, and I'm sorry for any other projects you might have needed to finish today.
It's fine, it wouldn't get done anyway.
I won't hold you up any more than I already have, but I'd still love for you to come to the festival. Feel free to bring your partners.
We will be there. You know, if they can get me out of the archives, but we will be there. And thank you so much again. I'm realizing I never asked your name, and you already know mine.
It's fine. Claire Green.
Oh,
it's nice to meet you properly. I'll see you at the festival, okay?
Yeah, you got it. Nice to meet you, too. Have a good day. She's actually really nice. Wait a minute, partners. Oh, man.